review, Masechta Sukkah, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Ha'isha Sara Bas Yitzchak Falk, Zichrona Livracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
This is Masechta Sukkah, tape number 1. The two most famous mitzvahs regarding Chag HaSukkos are number 1, the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, and number 2, the mitzvah of taking the dalad minim, the esrog, the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravis. These mitzvahs are clearly spelled out in the Torah in the end of Parshas Emor, which we lay in on both the first and second days of Sukkos. The psukim are as follows. Ach b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh hashvi ba'aspachem es tuas haaretz t'chaygu es chag Hashem shivas yomim. Ulekachtem lachem v'yom harishon pri eitz hadar kapos tamarim v'anaf eitz avos v'arvei nocha usmachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yomim. Basukais teisru shivas yomim kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukais l'man yedu dareseichem ki basukais hashaftias b'nei Yisrael b'hitzi yaisam me'eretz Mitzrayim. This Masechta has 5 prakim. The first and second prakim deal with building the sukkah and living in it. The third parak deals with the dalad minim. The fourth parak is a continuation of the dalad minim, as well as a discussion of mitzvahs arava l'mizbeach and nisuch hamayim. And finally, the fifth parak deals with simchas beis hashoeva and karbanis musaf shel hachag. Since the first 25 blots of the Masechta will deal with the sukkah itself, let's discuss some important rules about a sukkah, which are halacha l'maisa. Rule number 1. A sukkah should contain 4 walls, which can be made of any material, but they must be strong enough to withstand an ordinary wind. In many instances, less than 4 walls are also okay, as discussed in the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Tafrei Shlamed, Sifhei. The minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tvachim, and according to Rav Moshe Zichrono Livracha, a tefach is equal to 3.8 inches. Number 2. A sukkah must have an area that is roi to live in. Therefore, it must be at least 7 tvachim wide by 7 tvachim long. Schach, which is on top of the sukkah, must create a situation where tzilasa is meruba mechamasa. The shade is more prevalent than the sun. This schach must meet 3 requirements. Number 1, it must be made from gedulei karka, something which was grown from the ground, so this would render metals puzzle. Number 2, it must be detached, in other words, it cannot be mechuber lekarka at the time it is being used. So for example, if a tree, a growing tree, was hanging over a sukkah, it would render it puzzle. And number 3, it must be unable to be mekabel tuma. So food or kalim, for example, which could be mekabel tuma, are not allowed to be used for schach. There are 2 other klalim, which we had in the Masechtas Eruvin, which are worth repeating here. We have the klal of lavud. If 2 walls or beams are within 3 tefachim of each other, they are considered as connected. And also the klal of leshaltaba enav. A person has a normal vertical range of vision. In other words, if someone walks in the street and he sees something sticking out of the 10th floor of the Empire State Building, he's not going to see it because it's too high up for his normal range of vision. Leshalta ba'enav. This shear is usually 20 amas high. This is relevant not only to Erevin, but to Chanukah and to Sukkah as well, as we will soon see. Now let us begin from the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. A sukkah whose schach is more than 20 amas from the ground, in other words, the sukkah is more than 20 amas high, that sukkah is considered pasul. We measure the schach from the bottom of the schach. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in a case where it's more than 20 amas, the sukkah is considered kasha. And the Mishnah continues, if the schach is not at least 10 tvachim above the ground, or if the sukkah does not have 3 walls, or if the sukkah has a situation of chamasa meruba mitzilasa, the sunlight is more than the shade, these are all considered pasul. Rashi adds that the most important part of the sukkah is the schach. And the Gemara says, we learned an Erevin on Daf Beis about a mavoi. A mavoi is a passageway surrounded by chatzeres of homes on 3 sides, and the 4th side is open to a rishus harabim. Midaraisa, one can carry from a chatzer to a mavoi on Shabbos, but midarabanan, you need a shitufei mavois. This is like an erev, and you get this by putting bread in one of the chatzeres to create a partnership between everyone around this area. They also said that you need a heker, You need either a lechi, a vertical beam, or a kaira, a horizontal beam. And over there we say that a beam on a mavoi, which is more than 20 amas high, needs to be lowered. And as long as you lower it, it can be kosher, but if you do not lower it, it's more than 20 amas, and it'll be pasul. So we ask, why is there an eitzah given over there by Erevin to lower it, but over here we say it's completely pasul? So we answer that a sukkah is midaraisa, and Erevin, the necessity of a kaira, is only midarabanan. Since the sukkah is midaraisa, we have to be more machmer. Also, the dinim of sukkah are so complex, the Mishnah just wanted to keep it simple by saying simply pasul, and by not giving you a way out. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that more than 20 amas by a sukkah makes the sukkah pasul? So we have three terutzim. Rabba says, the pasuk says, Vasukkah is teshvu, l'main yedu udareseichem. If the sukkah is more than 20 amas tall, then he's not yedu, he's not aware that he's in a sukkah. Since above 20 amas, we say, l'shalta ba'enav, his eyes don't reach that far. Rabbi Zera says that you must be in the shade of the schach, not in the shade of the walls. And once the sukkah is that high, then you're in the shade of the walls. And Rava says, the pasuk says, Basukah is teshu shivas yomim. You need 7 days in a diras arai. If it's too high, then it's considered a diras kava. And that's a place where people put up a strong and high foundation. Therefore, that's why it's possible. Rava and Rav Zera use the pasuk of Laman Yedu Dereseichem not to tell you how to build a sukkah, like Rava, who tells you that it has to be more than 20 amasai, but rather why we build a sukkah, so that in future generations we'll remember the Anane HaKavod. According to Rava, even though normally more than 20 amas schach, which is more than 20 amas high, is considered pasul, but if the wall goes all the way, way up to the schach, then the schach can even be more than 20 amas high, because we say then shaltava enough. The Gemara says that the smallest possible sukkah is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Why is that? Because that would hold roishay v'rubay al hamita, a person's head and most of his body on a bed, the shulchanai, and his table. Hilani Halmalka and her 7 sons had a sukkah which was more than 20 amas high, and the Chachamim went into it, and they did not tell her anything. And when the Gemara mentions this, the Gemara also says that women are pater from sukkah, since it's a mitzvah sashay sha'azman grama, and children are also pater from sukkah, although we need to be mechanech them. And Rashi adds here, but if a woman actually does a mitzvah sashay sha'azman grama, she does not make avracha. Daf Gimel. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says lahalacha that a sukkah must be able to hold at least reishe v'rubay v'shulchanei. This is the shita of Beis Shammai, that reishe v'rubay is not enough, but you need shulchanei also. We know there's a machlekes, if you just have reishe v'rubay in a sukkah, but the shulchan is in the house, Beis Hillel says that the sukkah is kosher, Beis Shammai says that it's pasul. And Tosfos mentions here that this is one of the 6 places in Shas where we have a machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and we paskin like Beis Shammai. The Gemara says that if a home is not at least 4 by 4 amas big, then it is pater from mezuzah, because the pasuk says al mezuzah is beisecha, that this particular beisecha is too small to be a house, therefore it is pater from mezuzah. It also isn't mechuyev in the mitzvah of vasisa maka legagacha, building a roof, building a fence on top of the roof. It isn't mitama binagayim, and it doesn't need to be included in erev chatzeres. Why is that? All this is because this is not considered a house. It's less than 4 by 4 amas. This house also cannot be used to extend a city. We know that after 141 and one-third amas outside a city, the city ends. So if this bias is between the cities at 70 and two-thirds amas, it would not merge the two cities. If a person puts an erev in a gatehouse, in a beis shar, or a mir peset, on a porch, but it is not chal, you must put it in one of the homes around the chatzar. The Gemara says, Rav Huna says, a chatzar is divided for the purposes of Yerusha based on the amount of homes on the property that the person gets, lefi psacheha. So if one brother, for example, gets 1 big house, and one of the brothers gets 3 small houses, then as far as dividing up all the land, person number A, brother number A, who got the 1 house, even though it was a big house, he gets 1/4 of the land. But brother number B, who got 3 small houses, would get 3/4 of the land, because he got 3/4 of the houses. Rav Chisda says no, that each door gets 4 amas outward, in other words, a front yard, and all the rest of the land is divided up equally between the 2 brothers. Daf Dalet. If there are more than 20 amas between the floor and the schach, which would normally render the sukkah pasul, you can reduce the airspace between the floor and the schach by putting things on the floor. However, these things have to be things that are not considered chashif, and things that he would be mevatel. So, for example, blankets and pillows, those would not be good, since you care about them. And on Chol HaMoed, you're probably going to end up picking them up. Masha'en kein straw or offer, it's considered good to reduce the airspace, and it will help to be machshir b'sukkah, since you're really mevatel these types of things. The Gemara says that if the leaves of the schach came into the 20 amas airspace, so we ask, is it kosher or if it's not? The Gemara answers, if tilasa merubim echamasa, if the shade is more than the sun, then it's considered kosher. But if there's not enough shade from these chutzin, then it's pasul. The Gemara says that a sukkah that is less than 10 tefachim is pasul, since it's considered a dira serucha, it's very, very short, and a person cannot normally live in it. The Gemara says that if between the wall of the sukkah and the beginning of the kosher eschach is a space of less than 4 amas, we say that the sukkah is considered kosher because of a special halacha l'maaser mishinai called doifen akuma. Imagine, for example, a house that is 10 amas high with a piece of roof 3 amas wide sticking out of it, and the sukkah is built against the house, with the wall of the house acting as a wall of the sukkah. So the roof of the house is the beginning of the schach, i.e. the first 3 amas of the schach. This schach is obviously pasul. But then begins the kosher schach. In this particular case, we say that this sukkah is 100% kosher because of daifen akuma. We pretend that this piece of roof is simply a bent extension of the wall of the sukkah, i.e. the wall of the house. It's as if the wall of the house is really 13 amas tall. The bottom 10 amas are vertical, and the top 3 are bent horizontally over the sukkah. Now the schach kosher is like the beginning of all the schach, and therefore the sukkah is kosher. The Gemara says that if the sukkah is less than 10 tefachim, you should dig out from the ground to increase the airspace to get to more than 10 tefachim. This is called a hakak. The Gemara says that you cannot create a sukkah kosher when you build a platform and try to say good asik mechitza, having the walls extending upward imaginarily, since you must have solid, recognizable walls by a sukkah. And finally, the Gemara says that if one builds 4 kundesin, 4 logs into the ground, and you put schach on top of them, Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. The Chachamim say it's not kosher. This machlokes is between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, exactly what the circumstance of this machlokes was. Finally, the Gemara asks, how do we know that a sukkah must be more than 10 tefachim high? So the Gemara answers, the Aron was 9 tefachim, and the Kaparis was 1 tefach. That's a total of 10 tefachim. Tafay. Hashamayim Hashem of Yaretz Nasan Livnei Adam. This teaches us that the Shekhinah never came down mamish to the Aretz, but it was always more than 10 tefachim above the Aretz. Regarding this, we say that Moshe, when he went up to Shamayim, was surrounded completely by the Shekhinah. The Gemara says that all Kalim in the Mishkan had minatera measurements for the width, the length, and the height, except for the kaparis, which had no height. So we learned it as the shear of one tefach, which is the smallest measurement in the Mishkan, which is the measurement of the daf of the Shulchan. And we know, when we have a choice of larger or smaller measurements, we always take the smaller measurement, because we say tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. The word kruv from the kruvim is equal to rabia, which is equal to child, which is what they looked like. The Gemara says that according to Reb Meir, all amas used in the Mishkan were amas of 6 tefachim wide. So the Mishkan, therefore, was 60 tefachim tall. So the Kruvim and the Aron were one-third the height, 20 tefachim, of the total Mishkan. So the difference between the top of the Kaparis and the top of the Kruvim was equal to 10 tefachim. This is a raya for the shear of a sukkah. But according to Reb Yehuda, that we used amas shisha for the binyan of the Mishkan, but we use Amma Chamisha for the Kli of the Mishkan, so that there were 11 and a half Tvachim between the Kapiris and the Kruvim. So how did he learn it? So the answer, Rabbi Yehuda learns the Shir Sukkah from Halacha L'Maisha Misinai. And finally the Gemara says, Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amarav says, the Halachas of Shiurin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin are all Halacha L'Maisha Misinai. Tafav. We ask, how can we say that the Shi'urim are only Halacha L'Maisha Misinai? We have a Beferish Pasuk which teaches us many of the Shi'urim. The Pasuk in Dvarim, Perakhes, Eretz Chita Usa'ira, the Geffen Verimain, Eretz Zayis, Shemen Udvash. And all these teaches us Shi'urim, as we're going to see in a minute. Therefore, how can we say it's Halacha L'Maisha Misinai? Shi'urim Armida Raisa. What is it that we learn exactly from this Pasuk? Chita teaches us how long it takes for a beggar to become Tame when a person goes into a house with an egga. This is the Shi'ur of Kadeh Achilas Pras of Chita. Sa'ira teaches us the shear of etzem kisa'ira. A bone from a dead body, the size of a sa'ira, is metama vayamaga umasa. Geffen teaches us the shear of kedei revias yayin lenozer. How much a nozer must drink to become tame. Te'enet, she teaches us, Gregras, the minimum shear for Chiyav Haitzah v'Shabbos. Rimein is the size of a hole you can have before a keli becomes broken, and therefore it is not Tame. Zayas teaches us the shear of most Isurim v'Heterim, their shear is a Kezayas. And finally, Devash, the honey of dates, teaches us the shear of Sevilla, how much you must eat to be Chayav Karas on Yom Kippur. This is the shear of Kekaiseves, Hagasa, of a large date. The Maskana, these are all halachah l'mishum Sinai, but this pasuk all teaches the many different esmachtos regarding these shiurim. The Gemara ben asks, chatzitza is also min atara. Barachas is called the sarev amayim. So how can we say that it's only halachah l'mishum Sinai? So we say that halachah l'mishum Sinai says we include hair as a chatzitza. Minaraisa chatzitza is only chal by hair if it's ruled by a makpit. Most of the hair is dirty and he's makpit on it. Midarabanan, either one is considered a chatzitza. The Gemara says that halacha l'mayshim misinei by mechitza includes three things. Number one, good asik mechitza and good achitz mechitza. Good asik mechitza is by a sukkah, the upwardness of imagining a wall which continues upward. Good achitz mechitza is by a eruvin, teaches us that a wall which exists can be extended downwards imaginarily. Secondly, the halacha of lavud, that if something is less than three tefachim from something else, it's considered part of that something else. And finally, number three, daifin akuma, that if schach is within four amas of a wall, we extend that wall. The Gemara says that the Mishnah had mentioned that you need a total of three walls for a sukkah, two full adjacent walls of 7x7 tefachim, and a third one which is at least one tefach wide. Reb Shimon says you need a total of four walls, three full walls, and a fourth one that has at least one tefach. What is the reasoning behind this machlokes between the Chachamim, who hold three walls are needed for a sukkah, and Reb Shimon, who holds four walls? The Chachamim hold Yesh Eim L'Misaris. The key to a pasuk is how it is written. Reb Shimon holds Yesh Eim L'Mikra. The key to a pasuk is how it is read. We know that there are three psukim regarding the mitzvah of sukkah from Parshas Amor. The first pasuk says, Basukais Teshvu Shivas Yomim. The word sukkais is written Samach Chaf Saf. The second says, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Basukais. It is also written Samach Chaf Saf. And the last pasuk says, L'man Yedu Dareseichem Ki Basukais Hashafti Es B'nei Yisrael. This is written Samach Chaf Vavsaf. According to Chachamim, we say Yesh Eim L'Nesiris. The key to a pasuk is how it is written. Since the first two psukim do not have the letter vav, but could be read as sukas, it is like it is written as a word with one vav, sukas. And since the third pasuk has a vav, so it is clearly written as sukais. Therefore, it's like it has two vavs. So we have one vav plus two vavs is equal to four vavs. This is for four walls. However, the first pasuk we need for the general mitzvah of sukkah, therefore we have three walls left, and this is symbolic of the three walls. Comes the halacha l'moshe Sinai and tells us that one of these three can be chaser, and only needs to be one tefach thick. Hence, we have two full walls, plus this third one is equal to three walls. Reb Shimon, on the other hand, says, Yesh Eim L'mikra. We don't care what's written, we only care how it is mamish read. And since all three are read by the Balkari as sukkais, it is like each word has two vavs. So we have two, plus two, plus two is equal to six. However, the first pasuk we need for the general mitzvah, so now we have four left, which is symbolic of four walls. Comes the halacha l'moshe Sinai and tells us that one of these four can be chaser. So that one only needs to be one tefach thick. Daf Zayin. The third wall, which is the one that's a tefach, the third wall of the sukkah, must be placed keneged hayoytze, at the end of either of the two walls. This tefach must be a tefach seichek, the larger of the normal shirma of the tefachim. We know that there are two different types of tefachim, and a tefach seichek is one where loose fingers of the fist are, which is a little bit wider than when the fingers are tight. And it must be within the three tefachim of the wall. It has to be lavud. You can see this in the diagram in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda says that a sukkah made like a mavoi, looking again in the diagram in the Gemara, that's okay, and you put the third wall, which is the wall with the tefach, next to one of them. Rava says that in this case, the third wall must create a tzuras ha-pesach. It must look like a doorway, where it has two l'chayayim, two vertical l'chayayim, and one kana horizontally on top. And the Gemara says that according to Rava, when sukkah is on Shabbos, if you want to carry into the sukkah, even though legabi Shabbos, you need three full walls to create a rishis hayachid, and these walls have to be ayman merubala parts, meaning to say that even the third wall has to have mostly things that are standing up, and not mostly broken part of the wall. But this particular sukkah, which is two walls and one tefach, would be okay to carry in anyway on sukkahs. Why? Because we say migu dehavi daifin le'inyan sukkah, havi daifin le'inyan Shabbos. But we say that this heter is only if the walls are lavud. The Gemara says that if one puts chach on pasei biros, see the diagram in the Gemara, these are beams over wells, it's okay to carry on Shabbos sukkahs, even without the wells. Since these were mutter during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, during the Eile Regalim. The Gemara says that if the sunlight shines through the walls versus through the schach, it's kosher. Rabbi Yeshua says it's pasul. We say that a lot of Tanayim agree that you need a permanent structure for a kosher sukkah, a diras kva, but a diras harai is pasul. We, of course, don't paskin like this. The Gemara says that if someone makes a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a ship, Rabbi Gamliel says it's pasul because they're unstable and it's a diras harai. Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher. We say that a sukkah shaped round is pasul since it has no zavis, it has no corners, and it is not a diras kva. We paskin today, of course, that we use for a sukkah a diras harai. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan holds a round sukkah is okay as long as it's big enough to hold 24 people. And we use the formula of diameter of 1 is equal to a circumference of 3. This today is the measurement of pi, which is 3.14. In order to fit a 4x4 amma square sukkah in a circle, you need a circle that's 16 and 4/5 in circumference, or some shatim say slightly more than that, 18. The Gemara says two sukkahs built by a potter, side by side, the inner sukkah for living and the outer one for working, and the outer one has schach. The inner one is chayev the mezuzah, but it's pasul sukkah. The outer one is kosher sukkah, but it does not need a mezuzah, since it's clearly a diras harai. While the inner one is like an all-year residence. We say that ganbach are all sukkahs kosher, even though it wouldn't seem so. Ganbach stands for sukkahs goyim, a non-Jewish sukkah used for shelter. Nun is for nashim. They're not really mechuyev in sukkah, but these are a kosher sukkah. And sukkahs for kusim and for behemoths. The Gemara says the reason this stuff on top is called schach is since it shades the person from sun. Say cheches min hacharif. The key to schach, Rashi says, is that you need enough schach to protect you from the sun. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you shouldn't have too much schach. In other words, you should have only enough schach to give you tzel, but not enough to protect you from geshem. The Gemara says that the sukkahs of Rakbash, Resh, Kuf, Beis, Shin, are also kosher, even though they weren't built l'shem sukkah. What are these things standing for? Royim, sukkahs of Royim, from shepherds, which were built to protect them from the sun. Kaitzim, watchers of figs. Burginen, the city guardians. And Shemre Paris, people who watched the Paris. The Gemara asks, why do we say that women who make tzitzis, that tzitzis are not kosher, since they're not mitzuva in it? But by sukkah we say that if they build it, it is considered kosher. They're also not mitzuva in it. Why is it kosher? So one tarot is because sukkahs don't need lishma, but tzitzis need lishma. But the Chassam Sefer in Yerodea, Simon, Reish Ayin Aleph, says sukkah, the asiyah, is not the mitzvah, but the yeshiva is. That's why we do not make a bracha on the building of a sukkah. Daf Tes. We have a Mishnah. An old sukkah, which is a sukkah built more than 30 days ago, and a person had no kavana to use it for a sukkah, Beis Shammai says it's pasul, since he had no kavana. Beis Hillel says it's okay as long as it fills the physical requirements. Interestingly enough, the shear of 30 days is learned from Pesach. We know that the halachas of Pesach are learned 30 days before the chag. However, the Mishnah says, if you make it more than 6 months ago, but you did have kavana to make it into a sukkah, that it's kosher. And the Gemara says that the wood of a sukkah on sukkahs is not allowed to be used for other things. Taisu says that this is an iser derabanan. The Gemara says that a sukkah does not have to be built for a full period of 7 days, but even if you build it on Chol HaMoed, it's okay. Rabbi Eliezer says that this is not allowed. The Gemara says that tzitzis must be tasa, v'loi mina osay. You must make the threads. You cannot use pre-existing threads that happen to be appropriate looking for tzitzis. In other words, stray threads that are at the end of a beged. Then we have a Mishnah. If someone builds a sukkah with leaves of a live tree on top of it, then it's pasul. It's like building under a house. But if one built one sukkah on top of another, the top of it is kosher, but the bottom of it is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you can't live in the upper sukkah, since the schach is below it, in other words, the upper schach of the lower sukkah, then the lower sukkah is kosher. And the Gemara says that Rava says, this chumrah of a tree is only if tzilase meruba mechamase. But if chamase is meruba mitzilase, then it's okay since the shade is not coming from this tree, but it's from your own schach. The Ran says that if one removes the roof from his house and the beams remain, and the Balabayas puts schach on top of it, as long as the schach is raiv, then it's kosher. since the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai says that kasher eschach should be used, but not pasul eschach. And since we go after Rav, it's kasher in this case. Daf yud. If you have sukkah al gabi sukkah, how much space do you need between the two sets of schach to create a situation of two sukkahs? Rav Huna says you need a shear of one tefach. We learn this from Tumas Oyel. A space the size of at least one square tefach, a mace can be metama anything in that space, even if it's a big house. The same rule is that the space of a tefach after a chatzitza will break the tumah. Rav Chisda says the shear is four tefachim, since all mekayimei chashuvim are four tefachim. And Shmuel says the shear is ten tefachim. This is the normal amount of a person's normal living space. Let me have a Mishnah. If someone put up a sheet, we know a sheet is mekabel tumah, therefore it's pasul to schach, it's pasul to schach, and a person put the sheet on top of the schach to protect from the sun, or he has a canopy of a bed in the sukkah, that he's not yotze the mitzvah. And we say that if you have kosher eschach, but you decorated the sukkah with hanging fruits and decorations, then it's kosher. This is noi sukkah. Of course, these decorations don't come to be mamay at the height of the sukkah, or add to the height of the sukkah. But we say that these items are muktzah midrabanan over the yontif. The Gemara says schach, hanging, more than four tvachim below the schach. Rav Nachman says it's sukkah is kosher, since it's batal to the schach. And Rav Chisda says that it's pasal, since it's like a second oil. We bring down a maisa where Rav Nachman was a masharis by the Reish Galusa, and Rav Chisda visited, and Rav Nachman put him in this type of a sukkah. And the Ritva asks, isn't this Lisna Yidrael Aisita in Michshal? They answered, we're really potter from sukkah, since we're shluchei mitzvah. Therefore, there was no issue that they were holding to their own shita. The Gemara says finally that normally a person cannot make a bracha if there's a naked body in the vicinity. However, if a naked person is under an oil, as long as the oil is less than 10 tefachim tall, he can stick his head outside the canopy and make a bracha. This is akin to a person's regular clothing, where underneath the regular clothing, a person doesn't have anything on either. But he's still allowed to make a bracha because his head is sticking outside of the clothing. Daf Yud Aleph. According to Rabbah and Reb Yehuda, a person can sleep under a bed or a canopy in a sukkah. And then we have a Mishnah. If someone pulled a grapevine over a sukkah, it's possible even if he put schach kosher on top of it. However, if he cut the vine, so therefore it's not mechuber lekarka anymore, or the schach kosher is the rife, then it's kosher. The klal is that for schach to be kosher, it has to be a situation where it has to have been grown from the ground, and it also cannot be mekabel tumah. In other words, it cannot be a kli. The Gemara says that Rab Amram Chasida put tchelas on the women's begadim, since he held that tzitzis had a chiyav at night also. Therefore, there are mitzvahs that say shaloi hazman groma, and therefore a woman would be mechuyav betzitzis. And the pasuk of Uri Isam does not come to exclude night, but comes to exclude blind people from the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gemara says that if tzitzis were put onto a baget and were cut later, or if schach falls from a tree onto a sukkah, and it becomes most of the actual schach, then the sukkah is pasul, and the tzitzis are pasul, since these mitzvahs must be tasa v'loy mina osa. They cannot be something which is used from what was already made. The Gemara says that lulav tzarech agad, preparation where you bind the three minim together. The Tanakhama says this is not ma'akef, but rather if you bind them together, it's zakei v'anveyu, you're doing the mitzvah beautifully. Rabbi Yehuda says without agad, it's not kosher at all. And finally the Gemara says, ki v'sukais ha'shafti espanei Yisrael, what exactly were these sukais that we're referring to at the Pasuk? Rabbi Eliezer says these were the ananei ha'kavod. Rabbi Akiva says these were real boots. Daf Yud Beis. Bundles more than 25 pieces of straw or twigs are pasul for tzchach, unless you untie them. However, these bundles may be used for walls of the sukkah. We say that the reason bundles are usser is since he may come from the field with a wet bundle, he'll put it on top of the hut, and then decide he'll use it for tzchach. So it'll be pasul, since it must be mitasa b'lay mina usser. The Gemara says that a keli can be mekabel tumah if it has a base kibbel, and if it's mekabel tumah, then it becomes pasul tzchach. And finally, the Gemara says that unprocessed flax, pishtan, can be used for schach, since it cannot be mekabel tumah.